And to end our show now, some words of wisdom about giving and taking. There is something really special about the relationship that a mentor and a mentee establish. So for today's Sabiduría, we hear from Heather Kristen and Iris Torres. They met in the after-school program, Girls Right Now, and they've been friends ever since. They start us off with a little of their poetry and then tell us what they've given and taken from each other.
I wish someone had told me it's okay to fall in love with whoever you want and that gender doesn't matter when someone makes you feel elated and important, even if that person happens to be your best friend. But that's okay. I wish someone had told me that religion should protect you and not make you feel afraid of what you don't quite understand. And I wish someone had told me that youth, innocence, and freedom should never be abused.
Brown was her name, bright were her wings. Lights brought black dreams to be seen and heard on a screen that the world thought was everyone. Don't they know it just crushed men and left women slick with oil on their bodies, barefoot and shining? The flame burns on and more generations ooze. They dance and sing, not knowing where to trod. Their lipsticks smudge on each other. They are mixed as one. Don't trade yourself for the glow. Let it go. Get deep. Words will be rewarded. Toil and soil can change the world.
Heather, when you were homeless on the streets of New York City, what were your dreams back then?
Probably just to get through a day. Oftentimes, my mother would come and say, okay, this person, you know, is going to let us sleep in their apartment. And we would stay with them. And then, like, 2 days later, she'd be like, okay, they don't want us here anymore. We have to go find somewhere else. My dreams were just focused on finding another book to read. And I began writing in my diary at that point and just living day to day in the present moment and just trying to stay together. What are your dreams now?
I want to write for a purpose. I feel like I was put on this planet for a purpose, whether it be to write or to teach or to document lives. I feel like I'm here for a reason. And my dreams are to find out what that reason is, whether it takes me 5 years, whether it takes me 10 years, 20 years. I want to look back on my life and feel like I accomplished my dreams. And my dreams change day to day. And I feel like that's what dreams are supposed to do. You're not on a straight path. And that's what makes life so exciting and so exhilarating is it's ever changing and new obstacles and new opportunities arise. And that makes life a lot more fast paced and a lot more enjoyable. When I learned about your childhood and what you've been through, and I look at how successful you are today with your family and your writing, it honestly reinforces the notion that it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters how you finish. So you really gave me a sense of hope. So thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's heartbreaking.
I feel like you took my resilience from me. Like, you kind of grew tougher skin when you realized what I've been through, and then you realized you can accomplish anything. Doesn't matter where you come from.
You gave me an incredible amount of courage to continue writing because I was writing a young adult book, and I thought, oh, I don't really know if I can continue on with this. This is such a long process. And you kept saying you can do it. And you actually gave me a necklace, which I'm wearing today, with the elephant. And because I'm writing a book about India. And even though I didn't know much about India, you encouraged me to keep following that path and to keep reading books on India. And I traveled there and just to keep exploring.
Mentor Heather Kristen and mentee Iris Torres. They met at an after-school writing program called Girls Right Now.